Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
What I have for you today is America by the Numbers. Random things that are shaping the way that we live and maybe trends in the direction or towards something that's good or bad. You can be the judge. The first one is that 20% of U.S. adults say they do not have a primary care physician any longer. The data suggests that the older you are, the more likely you are to have a primary care physician, whereas the younger you are, the more likely you are to just see specialists. Is this something that you think is maybe going to be the way of the dinosaur at some point, that people don't have primary care physicians anymore?
I don't have a primary care.
You don't?
No.
And you're at the younger end of our spectrum, of course.
So. Yeah, but you haven't had probably, you do have some, you have seizures, so I imagine that you have somebody who you see for that.
Yeah, a neurologist, but that's once a year.
I don't think that the idea that people have, since people aren't having them as much as they used to, this, in my opinion, is 100% the fault of the insurance agency. And, you know, when you create a scenario where every insurance or every American is forced to have insurance, you take away the insurance's obligation to compete for customers, because eventually everybody's going to have to participate in one way or another anyway. If we had more competition in our insurance companies and being able to compete across state lines and, I don't know, the benefit of detaching insurance from your employer and so on and so forth, then I think people would be more interested and invested in their own health. There are few things that are more frustrating than fighting with insurance companies. We all have our own experiences of doing that. But I'm hearing story after story after story of people who are the provider that they go to has dropped their insurance carrier because the insurance carrier only pays themselves. They don't pay the providers. Jack, you're paying an enormous amount for your medical care. And then the people who are caring for your life and your health are not getting much out of that because the insurance companies are sucking it all in. It reminds me, it's very similar in a lot of ways to the higher education scam of the government coming in and saying they'll loan everybody money for whatever it is that they want to study. So the colleges and the universities, they all get paid and they can raise their rates and the loans keep coming. So the university gets their money, the student gets their education, and now the government wants to say, oh, and forget about that loan. So the universities get to have these students for 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, whatever it might be, educate them in any way that they want to, and then get those loans completely forgiven. So the American people get screwed there, and the American people get screwed with the health system as well. I can't imagine how many people don't get the care that they need because they just don't want to deal with the insurance companies.
And I would love to know too, if this is an issue anywhere else. I know on our side of the river, my primary care physician does not accept new patients. And there are a lot of people I see in Facebook connection groups saying, hey, does anybody have a primary care physician that I could see? Because there's so few of them. I think that's related to insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to know, you know, get on the YouTube chat and let us know if that's a problem where you are too. Because I was just curious whether that was just an Illinois thing or just a Metro East thing or if that's everywhere. The next one is 88% of workers have sent an email they regret. Have you ever sent an email that you regret? 28% even believe that an email they've sent directly hurt their careers. Now, it's not always subject matter wise. Sometimes it's that you misspelled something that was stupid or whatever. But does anybody want to fess up
to sending
an email?
Yeah, but it was just a reply all. And I so despise reply alls. And I hit a reply all instead of sending a reply.
Shame.
I know.
Shame!
I'm so embarrassed.
Yes.
I hate the reply all. There's a few things I hate more than that. I hate a lot of things. Insurance companies and reply alls.
Was it a embarrassing message or was it just an accidental?
For the Odysseys, I said I'll be there. So I just clicked reply all. I'll be there because they were like,
"You wanted to let everybody know."
Yeah, that right. is not it. I wanted to let the person that was asking.
And then you
know.
Got to struggle with: do I reply all to everybody and apologize for the reply all that
nope,
I just sent?
Just let it die.
Yeah,
let it die.
In shame. The reply all is the worst.
I once sent a message to a large group of people that was highly personal about the girl I was dating.
Oh my god!
Now that girl ended up being my wife, so that's okay. But at the time. It was very embarrassing to share that kind of personal information.
Jim Carafano coming up on the show right after the break. We're going to talk to him about everything Israel, along with Mark Lauder and the campaign situation at 125. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.